After weeks of partisan wrangling, Republican senators today will attempt to end debate and move to an up or down vote on Miguel Estrada. That's President Bush's nominee to the Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia. Senate Democrats are confident they'll prevail in the standoff, where bigger issues are at stake for both sides. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Republicans have been in control of the Senate for just 2 months, and despite a long list of reforms they'd like to carry out as the nation braces for war, they've spent half their time in power in a bitter floor fight over whether a 41-year-old Honduran immigrant named Miguel Estrada should be made a judge for life on what's generally regarded the second most powerful court in the nation. Democrats say Estrada stonewalled them in a confirmation hearing last fall. Republicans say those Democrats are trying to block Estrada because he's a conservative Republican who, if approved, would be well-positioned to become the first Hispanic on the Supreme Court. Estrada appears to have the 51 votes he needs for Senate approval, but before that can happen, 60 votes are needed to cut off debate, a move known as cloture. And even though Majority Leader Bill Frist does not seem to have those 60 votes, he's nonetheless decided to hold a cloture vote today. Frist says the vote is about making clear which members of the Senate are trying to sustain a filibuster.
And in no way means any walking away from this nomination. In fact, it's just the opposite. If cloture fails, it is the real beginning of this important debate that has been underway for now almost 30 days, but which we are committed to continue in order to have that up or down vote.
Frist's aides say he intends to keep calling for cloture votes, but he also plans to move other legislation to the Senate floor, effectively putting Estrada's nomination on a back burner. Tom Daschle, the leader of Senate Democrats, says he understands why Frist and his fellow Republicans would want to force a vote on Estrada.
But I will say that it really doesn't change anything. The only thing that will change the circumstances we currently face is if Mr. Estrada becomes more cooperative and he fulfills his obligations under the Constitution.
For Daschle, that means Estrada will have to answer questions on his legal views, and the White House will have to turn over memorandums that Estrada wrote while working in the Solicitor General's office in the 1990s. At stake is not only the Estrada nomination, there's also the larger issue of whether Democrats can credibly wield the threat of a filibuster to block some of President Bush's other controversial appellate court nominees. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn yesterday warned Democrats that someday they'll be sorry if they try to establish a new threshold for approving nominees.
If indeed the bar will be raised to 60 votes for judicial confirmation, we know there will be an equal and opposite reaction when there's a Democrat in the White House.
Some Senate Republicans think this Estrada standoff helps them and hurts Democrats, but others fear an all-out war over nominations and possible paralysis in the Senate. They say there's room for a deal to be worked out. One idea being floated is to have Estrada come back for another hearing. That could be enough to satisfy Democrats, who maintain all they really want is to get to know Estrada better. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.